It don't cost me nothing when it wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog. He never says I need a new attitude. Him and my sister ain't always in a feud.
A good Monday morning, 70 degrees at 13 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. It's Monday. It's time for us to check in with our friends at the Humane Society of York County for our furry friend that we might be able to take home this week. Good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Well, good morning and happy Monday.
Happy Monday and coming up, happy Mother's Day.
Yes, exactly. For all those who are human moms and fur moms.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you do the job. So happy Mother's Day, because next week will be past. I wanted to share adoptions this week. January 1st to current, we had 182 cats and 86 dogs adopted in their forever homes.
Yay!
Isn't that amazing?
Fantastic job.
We're so excited, so we're hoping that we continue forward. We've got this adorable dog of the week. Oh, my goodness.
So cute.
Chesney. He is stinking cute. That's all I can say.
One ear up, one ear down. Now, that's talent right there.
Well, yeah, exactly. And, you know, every one of them has their story. And this little dude, he was abandoned at our shop in a crate with a blanket covered over it.
Mm.
And a note. So someone obviously cared about them or him. And the note basically said that his owner had passed away and the person who had him couldn't take care of him anymore and he was moving. So he said, basically, please take care of him. But he did give us a good piece of information. He said that it takes a little while to warm up to new people. Oh, my gosh, that is valuable information. So this is the sad start for Chesney, but you know what? He is well-adjusting and doing okay. He's slow to warm, but once he realizes all is well, he is great and loving and playful. He's kind of a little weirdo, actually. I love that. I love the little weirdo personality.
Me too. It's quirky.
So he wants to be, you know, people might say to be the only dog, but he really does well with other dogs. Again, a little awkward, doesn't know how to play, and then he tries to play. It's kind of like, you know, he's just a little weirdo. And he's a Chihuahua mix, about 2.5 years old. He's vaccinated, neutered, and microchipped, but he will grab your heart and make you giggle. And if he does that to you, please give us a call, 803-802-0902, and we'll get you on the books for an appointment to meet this funny little man, Chesney. Then we got Spud. Oh, dear Lord, Spud.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
He looks like his name.
Bigger than life?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, well, God, that poor duck.
He's sitting on him.
That poor duck is quacking for help.
Air, good.
Bless him.
He's so funny. Well, you know, he's a little short and stocky and much like a Spud, hence his name. he's a very handsome, tabby boy, and oh, God, is he adorable and sweet and loving.
A lot to love.
He's a lot to love.
Oh.
Well, he has a story as well. He came in as a stray. Unfortunately, he tested positive for feline immune deficiency virus, FIV, which basically means, because of his personality, he's chilled, he's laid back, he's a love bug, so he can have a pretty normal life with other cats. Some people will say, oh, he has to go by himself, but that is it. That's a myth. So he is, as long as you can keep up on vaccinations and pay attention to his health, he will just live a pretty normal life. There may be some downs, you know, just like us, with an autoimmune deficiency or a disease, we have to just watch ourselves and be pretty steady on it. He enjoys other cats, so definitely get past the idea that he doesn't need to have one. The research basically shows that unless there's some, you know, serious fighting, which is not his personality, like they said, chill, lay back, kind of like a couch potato, Spud.
Oh, yeah.
goes right along with that Spud. He just would be great in a home. One of the things I neglected to mention, he is 4 years old, and he just deserves to have a wonderful rest of his life. So if this fluffy, handsome boy melts your heart, please give us a call. Again, that's 803-802-0902, and we'll get you on the appointment books. We've got lots going on this week and month, So Paw Scoop this weekend, we have our plant sale at the Possibility Thrift Shop. That'll really get you ready for getting dirty in your garden.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it might rain, so it's just perfect timing. We also have our gala, Paw Prints in the Sand, and we're looking for sponsors. So if you are interested, we're looking for participants, which will come as of May 12th. We'll open up that auction software for getting those tickets. But give me a call, 704-287-6475. I'd love to talk to you. And, of course, we're doing a new venture. This Carolina Fur calendar is just such a fun thing. So if that interests you, sponsors and registrants alike, registration is open, so get your baby's photo opportunity to be in this calendar. We'd love to have you. And, of course, shop and donate. Shop at our thrift shop. Shop on eBay. Donate to our shops. All this turns into wonderful money for our mission. Donate and shop at the gala. Shop like you are really saving lives, because you are.
Yeah.
Be proud of yourself. It's really cool. And then the Scoop Sabres at our Facebook pages. The needs this week are bleach, Pine Sol, clay litter, and soft doggy treats. And don't forget, our pets really do make us better. They help us learn how to unconditionally love another person. So get a pet if you don't have one.
Alrighty, thank you so much, Mary
thank
Beth Knapp.
Have a great week.
Always bring it. You too.